Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Nishma Sam Yaakov Shalom Le'Apas Yitzchok. We're holding Mometzia Daf Kuf Aleph. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that whenever you have someone renting a house, if the landlord wants him to leave, the landlord wants to evict him, he needs to give him a 30-day notice. And if it's the winter, it needs to be 30 days before the winter starts. Now there is over here a Gevalda Kehe'ara, which we'll build up towards. Rav Reuven Margolios here in the Shari Zoyar sends us to Zoyar in Chelek Gimel Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, one of the Zoyars that speaks about the stories of Shimon bar Yochai. As Shimon bar Yochai saw some strange images in the sun, so he called his son. He said, "Let's go out, and I'll tell you what's going on. There is a Gzeira in Shemaim, and before the Gzeira comes to the world, Akash Bochu announces the Gzeira 30 days before the Gzeira comes to the tzaddikim in the world." Meaning 30 days before the Gzeira comes, there's already an announcement that's going to come. Now, this Zoyar alone, you could say, it happens to be 30 days for an announcement of a Gzeira. What does it have to do with 30 days announcing to a tenant that he has to leave? But the Zoyar in Chelek Aleph, Daf Reishut Zayin Amud Beis, Parshas Vayechi, it says that 30 days before a person dies, they announce that he is going to leave the world. And even the birds in the world announce that this person is about to leave the world. And Chazal tell us, if he's Zaka, if he's a tzaddik, so they announce it also in Gan Eden. And this connects with the Ramban brings in Chumash, in Parasha Shlach, on the Pasuk Sar Tzilo Me'aleim, that 30 days before a person passes away, the tzeil, the shadow of the person goes away. There's a simon mishamayim that he is going to die. There's something that's removing the Adam 30 days before he passes away. And we have a reference to it in the Gemara in a few places. One example is the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Kaf Ches, where it says that the Malach HaMavis came to Rav Ashi and told him, you need to leave. He says, give me 30 days to chazam or learning. So you had 30 days of an announcement. You're going to die. You have 30 days to review your learning. So it's 30 days before the person is nifter from the world. There is an announcement. There's some kind of a preview that a neshama is going to leave the body. And this may be connected to the first zohar that we mentioned. The one is the gzeir mishabayim. That means there's some kind of death coming to the world. Some kind of separation of neshama and guf, referencing to the world, means some separation of the revelation of Hashem in the world. And therefore, that also requires a 30-day announcement. Rav Reuven Margolios, there in Moed Katan, sends us to a sefer called Birkas Toiv, which was written by Rabbi Moshe Minarul, a Talmud of the Maharsha, who was a big mekubal. And he says over there, what's the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces 30 days before he takes away the neshama? It's the same idea that a landlord needs to announce to the tenant 30 days before he evicts him. Because the neshama, so to speak, is renting the guf. The neshama is the tenant living in the house called the guf that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rented for her. Before you take away the neshama from the guf, before you kick a tenant out, you must announce 30 days in advance that he's going to be evicted. That's what we learned in our Gemara. And that is the remez to the fact that a person before his nifter, 30 days in advance, there's an announcement of Shemaim. It's here already in the world 30 days before. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list, to what's it called, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.